The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR, Radio Alabama, Rick Cleveland, Corey LeBounty. We are, we got Coach Steve Mask on the line. Good morning, Coach. How you doing, pal?
Good, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, we're good. But a couple of things. First of all, Coach Steve Mask, recent inductee, well, not yet because we've had to postpone it into the Alabama High School Hall of Fame. Also announced as the head coach of the Alabama team in the Alabama-Mississippi game, which I don't know if that's not going to be played. You're going to play it in December, I think. But anyway, that's just two great things that have happened with him. But one of the things that I love about Steve Mask is the heart that he has for children. And Steve, I know that you have missed your kids just like we've missed ours at UMS. I know you've missed your kids for 2.5-3 months. And now we can bring them in on June the 1st. And I can only imagine that the Zoom conferences you've had or whatever with your kids and your coaches has kind of, I mean, I would imagine knowing you, it's a little bit emotional.
Well, it has been. And, just so excited about the fact to actually lay eyes on some of them. And, like I say, a computer can only show so much and everything.
Yeah.
But saw a couple of them this week. They started working, Red Campus. We hired some kids in the summer to do work, and so they were they started work this past week. And so very excited to see those guys get back, get some kind of a routine, get some things going. But you're right, man. I'm just so excited to see our guys.
During this pandemic, Coach, you were supposed to be inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame here, and I know that it's been bumped back a couple of times. Talk to us about what that award means to you and gives you an opportunity to reflect on some fine coaches and football players and administrators and family members that you've had to help you get that tremendous and well-deserved award.
Well, I think you said it best. It's going to be, my name's going to be on it and all that, but it's a result of all those folks that you said there, Corey. I mean, you're only as good as the people that you're surrounded by, and I've been very fortunate to have a lot of great assistant coaches and obviously great players and come along with that. And, had a guy like Don Creasy, who's my mentor, that gave me a chance in 1979, and I didn't know an X from an O, and he took a chance on me, and I was with him for nearly 12 years, and I listened and learned. A lot of times I ran my mouth too early, but as I got older, I started listening and learning, and he probably means more to me than anybody in coaching, because without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Now, you're talking about a legend when you talk about Don Creasy, and it's not just in North Alabama, it's all over the state of Alabama. When you've coached against him and you've seen his teams play, that is a gentleman, and I use that term, I mean, it is a gentleman, and Don Creasy was the one that not only probably helped you a bunch, but I can name probably 6 or 7 other guys that I know of, just me personally, that hold him in the highest esteem. Steve, I want to ask you this. Monday, we're going to be able to bring kids in, and
right.
And this concerns me because I don't know how much work we can get done in weight rooms. Because, Steve, every time we lift a weight, we got to clean everything around what's going on at every different station. And I don't know how are you guys going about this? How are we going to get this to some point where we can make something happen positive in that short amount of time that we've got with our kids?
Well, actually, we're not bringing ours into to June the 8th. We had put out the state had put out earlier that, look for June the 8th for the date that we could come back. And we'd already set June the 8th as the date to come back when they gave us June 1st. And I tell you, at St. Paul's, I'm sure UMS and other places, when you set something in stone, you start changing it, causes a lot of problems. I wasn't going to change that date for love of no amount of money. And the other thing that we're not coming back June 8th, Rick, because our kids just finished classes last week. And they've been mentally stressed on the computer and in the house, everything else. But we're going to approach it about like a pit crew. You know, we're going to try to have three kids per station, and the bar 6 foot the long. So you can put them on the end of the bar, get social distance that way. And we're not going to put anybody above them. We're not going to spot, you know, from behind like you would normally in a rack. And basically, we're just going to have a pit crew approach that, you know, the next guy up is going to have something in his hand to clean, and he's going to spray it and wipe it down, and then do it that way. So we got to do the best we can, and the more importantly, just get them together is the biggest thing for me. The strength part will come, the condition part will come, but we got to be careful. We're going to be careful.
No doubt about that, Coach. And, you know, I've had a lot of coaches to contact me, and I've reached out to a lot of coaches and athletic directors as well about other sports, because we know, you know, football is a game to where you can get, you know, small schools, you can get anywhere from 25 to 30 guys. Your larger schools, you have over 110 guys that are present and accounted for. But what recommendations have you given to your other coaches, whether it be volleyball, whether it be basketball, on, you know, any ideas that you've heard of from the studies that have been given to you or from the meetings that you've been in on a statewide level?
Well, I think the other sports have an advantage on that, though, Corey, because they can spread them out a little bit more. Their numbers aren't as big. We'll dress 90 this fall in football. We could get 90 there one time. We're going to do three shifts of them. But, you know, cross country is going to start working out. Volleyball is going to start working out. And baseball is going to do something. Soccer is going to do something. It's a whole lot easier to spread out in those sports than this is football. Right. And so basketball's got a little bit of a, you know, a situation where they can't have some. They can spread them out, do some shooting drills and stuff like that. But we're going to have a meeting Monday with all the head coaches that are doing stuff this summer, and we're going to work it out and make sure our kids are safe. And ours are a bit more challenging than theirs are, but we're going to follow the rules, and we're going to make sure we're done right, and we're going to make sure we take care of those kids. And here's the bottom line: when in doubt, leave it out. Yeah. We're not going
to
do it.
I love to hear that, Coach. And, you know, the regions are changing now. I know you're looking to replace a quarterback, and you've got some other positions that are going to have to be filled. The next man up syndrome. I mean, you're looking at moving down now to 5A Region 1, where you have Faith Academy, Centernelle, Jackson, Vigor, Satsuma, Wilcox, and LaFleur. Tell me a little bit about how excited you are to kind of change regions and to get a different look for your guys.
Well, I don't mean to correct you, but Centernelle and Jackson aren't in it.
I was looking at last year's regions.
Okay, but that's all right. Well, they're all good. You know, Faith's going to be good, and OSU-MS is coming off the state championship. They're going to be good, and don't know a lot about LaFleur or Satsuma. We played LaFleur before, but Satsuma we haven't played, or North Alberta. But, you know, I think we're going to be okay. I think we have a good team. I think we're going to be really good on offensive line and really good on defensive line. If it's a good place to start, you'd love to be good at those two spots. And then we're excited about Bestman Fadden. I think Bestman has a chance to have a really good year at quarterback. And we've got some skill around him. You know, I think for the first time in a while, Rick and I have had this conversation a bunch, that we've always struggled a little bit of depth. We've got a lot of depth this time. You know, we feel like we've got several kids that can play and rotate them in and out, and so that makes me excited.
You know, Steve, we got just about a minute left here, and I know I'm so excited for some of the people. I know a lot of the people in your program. I'm really, you know, I'm excited about Jay and what's going to happen with him at West Florida. But now I see where Roger Schultz's son, Ivan, who played center for you guys, is committed to Chip Lindsey at Troy. That's got to be something that just kind of makes you want to poke your chest out a little bit and say, I'm mighty proud of those kids.
Well, that's a great point, Rick. Thanks for bringing that up. When Ivan came over, he transferred over his sophomore year, and it felt like he had a chance to be good if he'd ever take the next step, be able to work and do hard. And it seemed like that last year the lights went off, and he had a really good year. And then this offseason, he committed himself to be a good player. And he's up about 6'2.5", 6'3", about 295 right now. And from all indications, to talk to him on the phone, he's worked very hard at doing this 2.5-foot deal on what he could get done, you know, very limited what he could get done. But excited for him, excited for Roger. you know, Rodgers is a great guy. Everybody thinks Rodgers fun loving and all that kind of stuff. But if you get to Rodgers, was a pretty good football player.
No, he dang sure was. Yeah.
All SEC at Alabama, but I know he's got to be proud that his son's sort of following his footsteps. And Rodgers had a connection at Troy. Rodgers worked at Troy for several years.
Yeah.
And so by being there, they were familiar with the campus. And Chip called me yesterday, and Chip was excited about it, as was Ryan Pugh. And talked to Ivan last night. They're all just on cloud nine, and we're happy.
Yeah, that's another one. See, there's another name. You mentioned Ryan Pugh, Tony Pugh's son, and a legacy in high school football, and he's done a great job. Hey, Steve, thanks for taking time with us.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys.
You shoot me a call. We need to hit it some, okay?
We'll do it, brother.
All right, buddy. Love you, pal. Yeah. Take care.
We'll take care, coach.